This is part two of the podcast on nature education and bush kinder at the Winton Wetlands. As the manager of visitation and engagement at the Winton Wetlands, Tanya McAlpin is well aware for the need to engage people of all ages at the site, younger and older. As part of this engagement, a local preschool group brings their charges to the wetland to provide the bush kinder experience next to them. Today we had a fantastic visit of young people into your new adventure playground here. What role do you think education's got to play the work of the Winton Wetlands?
Sure, I think the next generation that we have coming up now is going to lead the way in making sure that we're looking after the environment. So introducing them to the parts of the environment that are so easy for them to relate to, so the animals and the nature play that they can take part in, is just that initial stepping stone. So obviously the playground forms a major part of that.
Could you describe some of the things that we've got here to really engage the young people?
So we have a tactile weather station that the kids can move the parts in. It has a rain gauge on it, also has a windmill on the top of that. We've used some old tree logs that have from trees that have fallen on the site, and so they can be used for climbing and hiding. We've also got a 10 meter long red-bellied black snake that's been carved from a tree. A lot of people are scared of snakes, so this is a nice introduction to snakes if you're not really part of that. And also we've got some planter boxes that are made from sugar gums that have fallen on the site as well. So we've used those rings of sugar gum as planter boxes, which the kids obviously planted out for us today.
What's the aim of involving the children in the project around here?
We see the Winton Wetlands project as being a bit of a legacy project, so it's not something that we can restore or renew over a year. This is a 100-year project. It's something that our children's children are going to get to enjoy probably more than we will. So just being part of that story from the start so that they can come back here in 50 years' time and see what's happened, or remember that day that they planted those trees, and those trees might be actually shady by the time they get here, and just being able to take part in something that gives back to creating natural assets.
Our preschool educator Jenny Schopfer believes parents should encourage preschool facilities to be involved in bush kinder.
3.4% of children in Victoria actually are involved in nature activities, so that's the other percentage or not. So we need that percentage to be up to 100%. All children should have the ability or the opportunity to have nature play.
Jenny Schopfer spoke at the 5th Science Forum, held at the Winton Wetlands on the 15th and 16th of August 2019.